The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, one of the largest UN specialized agencies, has, among others, the mission and goal to improve the production and distribution of all food and agricultural products. As part of it, it collects, analyzes, and disseminates information on the situation of the world food security. The first FAO's report of 1992 showed that there is a growing demand for food aid in several parts of the world, while cereal stocks are being reduced. Mr. Richard Perkins, director of the Commodities and Trade Division in FAO, explains.
Our current estimate is that stocks will fall to somewhat over 300 million tons this year. It's rice, coarse grains, and wheat. That stock positions in the main exporting countries will fall in particular, and that stocks which are already inadequate in developing countries will not change very much. The importance of the reduction in stocks in the exporting countries is that it's their stocks which are most easily drawable upon in order to meet shortages and emergencies in the world. It's a growing matter for the international community, including FAO, because although we foresee a small increase in cereal production this year, it again will not be large enough to meet the expected demands.
Zambia is part of Southern Africa. The region is experiencing an unprecedented drought for the first time in many years, mainly due to rain shortfalls. Zambian ambassador to FAO, Dr. Leonard Chivuno, expresses his concern.
Zambia in particular is poorly affected because the previous season, 1990-91, we had a shortfall. Already, there was a semi-drought, though not as serious as the present one, but we had to import last year to meet the shortfall. And in addition to that, we have now this current shortfall, which is a very, very, very serious shortfall indeed. So with all these factors before us, we see that the world food situation, the situation in Southern Africa, the food security situation in Southern Africa, and that existing in Zambia in particular, is very grave indeed.
The Food and Agriculture Organization has been assigned by the world community the responsibility for crop monitoring and food needs assessments, including the assessment of emergency requirements for all affected countries. For more than 17 years, this task has been carried out through what is known as the Global Information and Early Warning System. Through it, FAO is requested by its member countries to update its food situation report on the countries concerned and alert public opinion and the international community to any adverse developments affecting the crop outlook which may impact the food supply situation. Recently, in view to cope with major food shortages in various parts of the world, especially in Southern Africa, the Global Information and Early Warning System has been requested to take urgent measures. Mrs. Barbara Huddleston, Chief of the Food Security Section, has more.
So the main area which the committee has requested us to pursue is to discuss with the international financial institutions, especially the IMF and the World Bank, what are the specific measures that we can take to ensure that the financing is available, that these countries in this exceptional situation can have foreign exchange to go into the market and buy what they need. Now, the stock situation is at a relatively low level, but it still is at a safe level. And we can probably go through the coming year and meet the foreseeable demands, providing the financing is there. In the event that we have another poor production year in 1992, then we would then be facing a second year where there would be exceptional demand and even lower stocks. Then we would have to discuss with all the concerned parties how we were going to ensure that the poorer people amongst those having this need would be sure to have their needs met. what we want to ensure in a very tight situation is that those people who are already in the best years having only barely enough food continue to have that barely enough. Other people who have ample food in normal years may be able to reduce their consumption a little bit without suffering so much.
Profound policy reforms have been pursued by many developing countries in an effort to cope with indebtedness and to restructure their economies so that they can achieve sustained economic growth. These policies are commonly known as stabilization and structural adjustment programs, agreed with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. What are the effects on food security in Zambia? Zambian Ambassador to FAO, Dr. Leonard Chivuno.
Well, currently we are going through a structural adjustment program. In other words, all the sectors of the national economy are affected by this structural adjustment program. The main thrust of this program is to liberalize the economy. This means that in the agricultural sector, we have to remove controls, and I must say that subsidies have been one of the problems that have affected low production. We have removed subsidies on the millimill in February this year. We have been removing subsidies on fertilizer gradually. Of course, the eventual aim is to completely remove all subsidies. The marketing aspect of our agricultural produce is now liberalized, and it is no longer the government that buys the crop for millers, but the millers themselves directly go to buy the crop from the farmers, and they negotiate at what prices they have to buy the grain from the farmers. We think that this will assist the farmers in selling their crops at a price that will give that will enable them meet the production costs and realize the profit. Well, in the short run, it will have problems mainly related to the other connected areas, like the area of transport. We still have problems in our feeder roads in the country, and that means that the transportation of what the farmers produce, particularly the peasant farmers and small farmers, is difficult because of poor transport. But eventually we are hoping that the international community will come and assist us in this area so that as the economy is liberalized, then it will be much easier for the farmers at all levels to sell their produce quickly and timely and get instead enough income to meet the payments of whatever loans they have got from banks, whatever credits they have got either from government or some other institutions.
Actually, governments don't always face food shortages. Sometimes it is the most vulnerable groups who don't have access to food because of a low purchasing power. FAO expert Mrs. Barbara Huddleston elaborates.
Where the production has failed, there is a food shortage, people who would have normally had their own production to consume have to enter the market and purchase in order to consume. So these people will have an increased demand in the world market due to the production shortfall. The people in the countries which have no economic access due to problems of war and remoteness and so forth, their need for food is not included in this calculation of demand.
Countries undergoing structural adjustment or transition to market economies are looking forward to a positive conclusion of the draft final act of the Uruguay round, which has been under international negotiations over the past 5 years. What would be its possible impact on food security and food aid? Here's the view of Mr. Richard Perkins, director of the Commodities and Trade Division in FAO.
If an agreement is reached based more or less on that draft final act, then we would expect world food trade to expand and world food prices to increase. It doesn't mean that increases in prices would occur in all countries, but the world market prices would increase. The balance of gains and losses for individual countries, be they developed or developing, would of course depend on their natural ecologies and advantages, and would depend on the structure of their economies and on their adaptability in face of changing price signals. Now, what one might expect also is a general move toward liberalization, which could reduce, albeit not very much, but could reduce the role of government in price support activities. And this could lead to a fall in government stock holdings of agricultural commodities. Now, some countries, donor countries, rely upon those stocks to a large extent in meeting their food aid commitments. Thirdly, there has been some concern over food aid, although the package which was put together at the end of last year does recognise the value of the existing agreements and guidelines on food aid, including FAO principles of surplus disposal and the need to provide food aid as grants or on favourable terms, such as those in Article 4 of the Food Aid Convention. So we don't expect that bona fide food aid would be adversely affected by the agreement. However, as I say, it's possible that the reduction in government involvement, in price support and stockholding could have the effect of reducing the surpluses in those countries on which food aid is reliant.
The world community is urged to mobilize all required assistance in view to prevent from human suffering and loss of life in the months ahead.